Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Sodananana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasodananana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiha Vanacharya Jamuna Tiha Vanacharya Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Sodananana Braja Jana Ranjana Sodananana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiha Vanacharya Jamuna Tiha Vanacharya Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parabhidakacharya Asadhara Sadushi Sriman His Divine Grace Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Prajarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Pasikatyade Satarne Om Agyana Tivanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigaro Shiutapara Kamalam Shigurum Vaishnavam Scha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshuri. Prishubhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitinanda Shedvaiti Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 51, The Deliverance of Muchakunda, text number 47 is on the board there. Someone took the light. Mama Kala Esha Kala Ajita Nishprala Gataha Raja Striya Unada Madasya Bhupate Martya Atma Bude Sutta Dara Kosha Bhushu Asajjamanasya Duranta Chintaya Mamaisha Kalo Jita Nishpuro Gato Raja Shino Nada Madasya Bhupate Mardyatma Bude Sutadara Kosha Bush Asajamanasya Duranta Chintaya Mamai Shakalo Jita Nishpalo Gato Raja Shino Nada Madasya Bhupate Maryatma Bude Sutta Dara Kosha Bhushu Asajamanasya Duranta Chintaya Shakalo Jita Nishpalo Kato Jashino Nada Madasya Bhupate Mardyatma Bude Sutadara Kosha Bhushu Asajamanasya Duranta Chintaya Mardyatma Bude Sutadara Shakobushu Asajamanasya Duranta Chintaya My Shatala Jagadish Parogato Rajasrino Mada Madasya Bhupate Mardyatma Bude Sudadara Kosha Bhushu Asajamanasya Duranta Chintaya Mama My Asha, this, Kala, time, Ajita, O unconquerable one, Nishpala, fruitlessly, Gataha, now gone, Raja, by kingdom, Shriya, an opulence, Unada, built up, Madasya, whose intoxication, Bhupate, a king of the earth, Martya, the mortal body, Atma, as the self, Buddha, whose mentality, Sutta, to children, Dara, wives, Kosha, treasury, Bhushu, and land, Asajamanasya, becoming attached, Duranta, endless, Chintaya, with anxiety. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. I have wasted all this time on unconquerable one, becoming more and more intoxicated by my domain and opulence as an earthly king, misidentifying the mortal body as the self, becoming attached to children, wives, treasury, and land. I suffered endless anxiety. Please repeat. I have wasted all this time. O unconquerable one, becoming more and more intoxicated by my domain and opulence as an earthly king, misidentifying the mortal body as the self, becoming attached to children, wives, treasury, and land, I suffered endless anxiety. Purport. Having in the previous verse condemned those who misuse the valuable human form of life for mundane purposes, Muchakunda now admits that he himself falls into this category. Intelligently wants to take advantage of the Lord's association, become a pure devotee once and for all. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya De Sadharane. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Nanyan Gunebhyas Kartaram Drashta Eva Nupashati Gunebhyas Cha Paramveti Madbhavam Sadhukacheti. When you can see that there's nothing beyond the three modes of material nature and all activities, and that the Supreme Lord is beyond them, then you can know my spiritual nature. In other words, one has to be educated with spiritual vision in order to see things rightly. And then when one sees things rightly, then one will not, the influence of the material nature will gradually cease to act upon one. Here, Muchakunda is expressing a principle of devotional service that material opulence means anxiety. Out of anxiety, we acquire material opulence, and then we get with material opulence, we put ourselves in more anxiety. Therefore, it is said by Prahlad Maharaj, Matirana Krishne, Paratakshatova, Mito Vipadyeta Griha Vratanam, Adanta Govir Vishitam Tamizram, Punak Punas Charvata Charvananam. So, Mati means the consciousness, where we put our consciousness, Matirana Krishne. Generally, people are not interested in putting their consciousness in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness means that we have to accept that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, but we're not prepared to accept that. We may theoretically claim I'm Krishna's devotee, but actually real devotion begins after we thoroughly accept that Krishna is the proprietor of everything and we're liberated. one cannot be devoted to Krishna if one is interested in acquiring Krishna's property. You can't say I'm a faithful servant to someone when you're trying to steal from them. So although Krishna is so great, our theft is unlimited. There's no end to our thievery. And therefore we take it as completely normal, part of our everyday existence. And we accept it as part of everyone else's everyday existence also. And everyone agrees, as Prabhupada said, just like a group of thieves, they rob a bank. And after robbing the bank, the head thief stands up in their hideout and says, "My dear fellow thieves, after robbing this bank, you've done a great job. But now I request that all of you that please, 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 let us divide the money up honestly." So the material world means there's a group of thieves, and sometimes they get together and they form societies and they form governments and they make arrangements so the thieves can become honest thieves. They can divide up the stolen property honestly. But the mentality remains to take from God's creation. And therefore, it is convenient for a materialist to just deny God's existence, because then you don't have to feel guilty about stealing from him. But, mrityu sarva harashchaham, although one may try to deny God's existence, still there's a God. One may not accept Krishna with a flute as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or God has four hands as Narayan. But in the practical everyday experience that one has, mrityu sarva harashchaham, God in the form of time, as Krishna says, kalosmi lokashe krit pravrido, lokansa maharta miha pravritak, that time I am, and I'm the destroyer of all the worlds. We haven't noticed. Everything's falling apart. We may try to build things up, but ultimately it all falls apart. Even the biggest buildings that this materialist is so proud about, ultimately they all crumble and fall down. The Romans, they thought they were the laws of the world. But where are they now? The only thing they can do is make pizza and pasta. That's the only power they have left. And lasagna, of course. You can't discredit them for that. But at least they're doing something productive. But where are the... They had these great coliseums, they conquered the world. When the emperor would come back after conquering the barbarians, people who didn't know how to tie their shoelaces, they took some huge army, ran over them and said, "Now we've conquered the barbarians." But the question is, who's really the barbarian? They're all barbarians. In any case, they'd come back with their bounty, their stolen property, and the emperor would be on his chariot, and someone would be next to him whispering into his ear while the crowds are cheering him from all sides that you're only mortal. It's all temporary. So they had a good enough sense to realize that although they may be the conqueror for a brief period of time, ultimately they're conquered by time. Everything is changing in the material world, but we don't find time is changing. Time is all-pervading, and it's eternally the same. Today, time will change everything, and tomorrow, time will change everything. We never find that time is getting old and old and old. It's been around for so long. We read in the newspaper, time died. It got so old. No, time is eternal. Even in the material world, it's eternally changing everything, and those things that are changing have no power to reverse the changing aspect of time. Therefore, we may claim ourselves to be the supreme here, but actually time is supreme. And time is under the influence of time, the laws of karma come into being. Under the influence of time and the three modes of material nature, the influence of time causes our karma And therefore, we're all being subjected to the laws of karma. So we can't change time, we can't change karma, we're subjected to karma, and yet we're claiming ourselves to be the laws of material nature. Even Hiranyakashipu had enough sense that if he was first going to claim himself to be the lord of material nature, first of all, he had to become eternal. He had to go beyond the material energy, the influence of time. So he tried. He tried in a way which is impossible for us to duplicate. Who in the modern society is going to start an austerity by standing on the tips of his toes with his hands raised out for 120 years of the demigods and let the moths, the ants, the insects, they come and eat your body, eat your flesh, eat your skin, eat your muscles, your flesh, and only leave you in your bones. Who's going to do that? And at the end, he didn't become immortal anyhow. So for all his austerity, he also died. So what to speak of ourselves, what are we going to do? Which vitamin pill we're going to take that's going to help us stay eternal forever in this body, eternally in this body. Therefore, one has to admit that time is the all-powerful factor in the material nature, and under its influence, the three modes, we cannot surpass them, nor can we even surpass our own karma. We're all being controlled by it. And it's logically, intelligently going on, and therefore it indicates a supremely intelligent person behind what we're being controlled by. It's not accidentally going on by chance. And here it mentions that generally people are just ignoring the material nature, the laws of material nature, and they think by some improvement of my material existence, I'm going to conquer the material energy. Therefore, Queen Kunti prays, Vipanak Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat, that you've saved us. When Queen Kunti was praying to Krishna, before Krishna was leaving Dwarka, she said, Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. You saved us from you saved Bhima from the poison cake, Vishan Mahagne, from the great forest fire. Mahagne, or actually the fire in the house of lack. Vishan Mahagne Purushada. And after we escaped the house of lack, then this Hindimba came to eat us, and you saved us. Purushada Darshanat Asad Sabaya. And you saved Draupadi by supplying cloth in the house when the Kurus were trying to disrobe her. Asad Sabaya Purushada Darshanat. Mride Mride Maharashtra. Then you've also saved us from the Brahmastras thrown by Ashvatthama. So there was one calamity again and again. Was she complaining that we came, we were serving you, we were doing devotional service, we chanted our rounds every day, we offered our food to you, and this is what you gave us? You're God, you're the all-powerful controller, and this is how you reciprocate with us? You put us into all these difficulties one after another. There's hardly any time for relief. Maybe we should worship Shiva or someone else. Worship Durga. No, she said, Vipadak Shantutakshasvat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Nyasat Apuna Bhavadarshanam. I wish that we can see these calamities again and again, so that we can see, because by seeing these calamities, we see you again and again. And by seeing you again and again, there'll be no more seeing a repeated birth and death. The real criteria of success is not that we become free from calamities. Not that now our life is going smoothly, my bank balance is increasing, my children are getting their law degree, they've all become doctors, I have my retirement pension there, everything is going fine, God loves me. No, actually, the real criteria is if we're remembering Krishna, and that we're remembering we're Krishna's servant, then our life is becoming more successful, or else we're just becoming more and more entangled in illusion. And what to speak when Kunti says, Janmaishvarya Shuddha Shrivir Edamanak Madakpaman Naivahat Yavadatumvai Twama Kenshana Gochara. What to speak of hankering for a better material position or more material wealth? Now I only have so much wealth, and therefore I only can assure myself I'm going to have 5 chapatis tomorrow. So if I get twice as much wealth, then I can assure myself I have 10 chapatis tomorrow. Now, what to speak of hankering for more wealth, aishvarya, shruta, material education, to know how to manipulate the material nature better, and shribi, personal influence over others. What to speak of hankering for these things and making the necessary arrangements that these material opulences increase, not being satisfied, yadricha lavashantusto dvanvatito nimatsaraha. One who is satisfied with gains which come of its own accord. What to speak of hankering for more gains or working for them, going for our third PhD to assure that we get a good material education. What to speak of hankering for these things, because we're intoxicated, Queen Kunti says, by our material identification. We think we're this body, we identify ourselves with the material qualities we acquired, and then if we want to improve them, then we become mad. Instead of just intoxicated, by taking more of this material intoxication, we become completely mad. And a madman has no intelligence how to chant the holy name with feeling. Instead of taking shelter of Krishna, we're taking shelter of some material arrangement, hoping that this will make me happy. Yanmai tunadi grihamedi sukham hitu cham kanduyanena koryor iva dukha dukham triptyanti neha dukha bahu dukha bhaja kanduti vatmanusijam vishaheta dira. Prahlad Maharaj said this is just a mental concoction, our so-called protection and happiness in the material world, all based upon expanding our family so that we have a nice home, nice family, land, bank balance, everything that Muchukunda says here. Ultimately, it's just relieving an itching sensation. It's just a mental concoction, because no one can stop the itching sensation just by scratching it. Instead, one will simply be wasting his time, as he says, instead of taking shelter of the actual shelter, or as Prahlad Maharaj further says in another place, balasya neha sharanam pitaro na shingha nartasya chagadam udanvita majatao nao nartasya taptasya tat prividire hanjashestat tvadvido tanubritam tvad upekshatanam. That the child may have nice parents to protect them, but still he may die. The doctor may be qualified, the medicine may be adequate, but still the patient dies. The boat may be strong, and still it sinks when it tries to cross the ocean. So if Krishna wills, the boat will cross. If he wills, it won't cross. If he wills, the child will live until adult, becoming an adult. And if Krishna wills, the child will die when it's a child. Medicine may work, may not work, according to Krishna's will. But even if the child grows up, even if the patient survives, even if the boat crosses the water, everyone dies anyhow. Therefore, anyone who neglects Krishna, he's just wasting his time. One who doesn't see that actually Krishna is the shelter of all shelters, who thinks something else is going to be my shelter. Ultimately, even if it proves to be temporarily a shelter, it's not going to be a permanently shelter. There's no permanent shelter except for Krishna. And therefore, we're trying, since our endeavor is to always take shelter, we should take shelter of something solid. If you want to take shelter of something, you shouldn't step on quicksand or on the water or whatever. If you want to stand on solid ground, then stand on the solid ground. That will give you shelter, not quicksand or whatever else. So the only solid shelter is Krishna. And the only way of taking shelter in this age is by offenselessly chanting the holy name. And the more we take shelter of Krishna, the more we identify ourselves in the course of our daily activities as taking shelter of Krishna by following his instructions and utilizing his energies in his service, then the more we become qualified to chant the holy name and the feeling of taking shelter of the holy name. We can, throughout the day, take shelter of other things and then try and take shelter of Krishna for 2 hours during the day with the idea that after this, then I'll try and take shelter of something else. One can only become really serious about taking shelter of the holy name if we actually take shelter of Krishna throughout. The more we take shelter of Krishna throughout the day, then the more we'll be able to chant Hare Krishna and feel that Krishna is actually giving shelter when we chant Hare Krishna for some time during the day. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Well, that would be nice if we were on that level. But generally, for us, taking shelter of Krishna during the day means to perform devotional service during the day. Find out what Krishna wants us to do moment to moment. Just like Krishna wants us to be in the class, therefore we're in the class. But when we get outside the class, then we may have many alternatives. Some of them may be Krishna conscious, and some of them may not. So, and we have to consciously think, now Krishna has appointed me to discharge this particular duty because Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra have given me this duty. And now I'm going to do it just to please him. So that's taking shelter. The more we do that, the more consistently, the more carefully and devotedly we do that during the day, then the more we're taking shelter of Krishna. Taking shelter of Krishna's instructions. Then automatically, then the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna will automatically be remembered. They don't have to be remembered separately. They'll be easily remembered. But if we don't do that, then it'll be impossible to remember. Yes?
Maharaj, those who are working outside every day, maybe 18 hours a day, how do we take shelter of Krishna during that time?
During the time?
Yeah.
Well, you give the results to Krishna. Therefore, then that will make the activity devotional service. The results means that whatever money or whatever comes from it, prestige, whatever thing, should be used in Krishna's service. Just like the family should be devoted to Krishna, there should be some donations to spread Krishna consciousness, etc. Then we'll understand why we're working. That my children are Krishna's servants, my wife is Krishna's servant, there's so many Krishna's servants, and I'm doing this job because it produces some result, and with that result I'm going to utilize in Krishna's service. Therefore, I'm working here as Krishna's servant. But if we don't give the result to Krishna, then how can we be working as Krishna's servant or working as someone else's servant? Anything else?
Can you name any other ways that we can do that?
Any other way?
Ways that we can take shelter of Krishna throughout our day.
Eat Krishna prasadam. Go out and distribute Krishna's books. Preach Krishna's message, whoever you meet. Do Krishna's service. Lord Nityananda summarized it. When he went door to door, he said, Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Koro Krishna, Shika. And follow Krishna's instructions. So, I don't think we can do anything better than Lord Nityananda. That's what his advice was. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.
His Divine Grace Srila Prahlada Nanda Maharaj Ki Jai.